The day after Labor Day, ITT Tech students awoke to an email informing them that the school had shut down. David Lee Murphy Jr. was due to start classes at ITT Seattle campus. He'd paid his tuition and even bought books.
I was angry. Still am. They basically took their money and ran.
Murphy lost nearly a year of his GI Bill money at ITT, $7,000 a quarter that the government provided him to get a debt-free education. It's money that, as of now, he won't be getting back. Meanwhile, ITT's shutdown cost veteran Michael Horsley more than his education money. He could lose his home. That's because he gets a basic housing allowance from the VA that pays him $1,500 a month for his rent. But to keep getting it, he has to be enrolled in school.
Right now, I won't be receiving it. And this month, I won't be able to make enough to be able to pay for rent. First thing that came to my mind was like, well, how am I going to pay bills? How am I going to take care of my daughter?
It's unclear how many ITT Tech veterans relied on federal money for housing, but Derek Fronabarger, director of policy at Student Veterans of America, says some vets could become homeless.
A lot of students did not know this was coming down the line. You know, even having a week notice is just not enough to find another school or find a job to pay rent next month.
Fronabarger says his organization is one of many that have been helping former ITT Tech students decide their next steps. For right now, he says many are still reeling. Army veteran Bobby McGee had already completed his associate's degree in ITT's cybersecurity program at Seattle. He says the news felt like a weight crushing him.
I was thinking about quitting school altogether and just get a job, whatever I can get, as far as being a veteran.
But less than a day later, McGee changed his mind.
I gathered myself up and say, I can't just say, hey, it's ITT's fault. They are the fault. They are the reason why I did not make myself better. I can't do that because I'm still able to do whatever I need to do.
McGee used social media to reach out to other students, and 18 of them met up in the ITT Tech parking lot to do research and come up with a plan. They called a local community college, Lake Washington Institute of Technology in Kirkland, from the ITT parking lot and set up an appointment for the next day. Amy Goings is president of the school, and she says those veterans were among many ITT students who've come to enroll.
We had car fulls coming from around the region. We have seen 34 total ITT students as of a couple of days ago. 20 so far have registered for fall. So we expect that will continue. The fall quarter starts at the end of the month, so we have a little more time to work through their needs.
Bobby McGee, Michael Horsley, and David Lee Murphy Jr. all signed up, but it's not clear if they'll be able to keep any of the credits they've earned at ITT. If not, they'll be back to square one in their quest to earn college degrees. In the meantime, some members of Congress are pressuring the Education Department to grant ITT students relief from student loan debt they accrued at the school. And some lawmakers are pushing a bill that would replace the GI Bill money veterans spent at the school. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.